This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to some fantasy football with Joe Bartel from RotoWire. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. If you have any fantasy football questions, Nicolay Law, Fan Talk, and text line 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. I ask you, Joe Bartel, are all Packer offensive players in play for this game in Chicago against the Bears, who are in disarray?
Yeah, I mean, it's their offense that's in disarray, right? So the question's probably more like, do you play Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, players like that? And I'm not convinced I'd be playing many of the Bears players outside DeAndre Swift. Now, that could change. The Packers are pretty known to play down to the competition. But from an offensive side of things, you're playing Dobbs, I think, and obviously you're playing Jacobs as well. I would use Tucker Kraft when there's four teams on bye. Trey McBride from the Cardinals would be one of them. I think that matters. So Tucker Kraft probably is in that realm. It's the Christian Watson aspect that I don't know if I want to go that direction, and Dobbs is probably more of a flex play than anything else. But Jaden Reed, Josh Jacobs, Tucker Kraft, you're using all of them, and then you're using all of Jordan Love, too.
The other part about this, I think, if you're a fantasy football player who has Caleb Williams, who has DJ Moore, who has Keenan Allen, should you already have moved off of them? Has their value plummeted to the point now where you're stuck and you're not going to get anything for them in a trade?
Yeah, Caleb Williams for sure. I think you could have probably dropped him at this point. Moore is difficult because we saw him get 1,300 receiving yards last year in a worse situation. He was a preeminent fantasy player when he was with the Panthers in worse quarterback situations. So it's weird to see and weird for DJ Moore to just be so average or blah like he has been this season. And I don't. Firing your offensive coordinator, there's a dead cap balance, at least I believe in that, when you're getting rid of coaches, especially head coaches. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Bears' offense looks better for a week or two. I wouldn't be surprised if that makes DJ Moore happier and therefore he plays better. We know how that works from a receiver position, but that's the one where I would be a little bit hesitant to move off them for 60 cents on the dollar, which is probably what you have to do to be able to move DJ Moore. Roma Dunze, Keenan Allen, I mean, especially in 10-team leagues, those guys are probably droppable, and I think even in 12-team leagues, a guy like Keenan Allen specifically, given his injury history, his role within this offense is already not good, I would be fine. I pop in the AT that dropped. And Adunze seems to be a check to play only if Keenan Allen is out. So it's tough. Besides DJ Moore, I think most of these guys are probably pretty outright droppable.
Tom, Joe Bartel, RotoWire, doing fantasy football here. Nicolay Law, Fan Talk and text line 414-677-1250. It is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the Brat Stop as we're at the Brat Bowl along with 670 The Score. I always look across all these different websites and stuff when I'm looking for my own fantasy team and so forth, and you have a lot of start and sit-ups and so forth. Man, if you would have told me at the beginning of the year that I would find on websites that starting former Badger Russell Wilson for Pittsburgh against Baltimore was a play, I would have laughed at you and said, no chance. But that's what I see.
Well, yeah, and you're right. I mean, he's a low-end quarterback one. We have Russell Wilson ranked 10 right now. Jordan Love is number 9. Jared Goff is number 11. So it's in that range of quarterbacks. And again, with the four teams on bye, it just becomes pretty slim pickings. Now, the people that fall outside of the equation, C.J. Stroud against the Texans, I'm sorry, against the Cowboys, I might play C.J. Stroud over Russell Wilson, but that one's close. He's getting Nico Collins back to the full participant in practice. There's been every sort of confirmation that you're getting 100% Nico Collins, who sounded like he was close to playing against the Lions last week, and then the Texans chose not to. Stroud's around that same spot. I would play Russell Wilson over Kirk Cousins against the Broncos. I would play Russell Wilson with Matthew Stafford and the Patriots, two against the Raiders, Geno Smith against the Niners. So that level of quarterback here, again, low on quarterback one, where Russell Wilson, in my mind, ends up being. It is in large part because the Ravens' defense is really bad, but I do think that Mike Williams' trade from the trade deadline a couple weeks ago makes the Steelers' offense have just a bit higher floor. And if we're saying now the Steelers can throw for 220 yards confidently each and every week, well, if Russell Wilson scores two touchdowns and more capacity, then he is a low-end quarterback one in that conversation week to week.
I got to be honest. If you're not a fan of the Colts or the Jets, I don't see why you would watch this game. Anthony Richardson back at quarterback for the Colts after they bailed on him, after he took himself out for being, quote, tired in a game. And Joe Flacco was a complete disaster. So back to Richardson they go. Aaron Rodgers has been a disaster for the New York Jets. So who's worth playing? I mean, normally you'd say Devontae Adams. Are we still in that category? And if so, who else besides him?
Yeah, you're playing Garrett Wilson, and you're playing our boy Wisconsin guy, Jonathan Taylor, from the Colts side. The Jets' run defense is really miserably bad. So you're going with those two for sure. Devontae, I know, was limited in practice yet again yesterday. He was a full participant Friday. Listen, it's questionable. He's going to play in this contest against the Colts. I keep thinking at some point, we're not.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not even getting peak Aaron Rodgers, but are we going to get last year Packers Aaron Rodgers at some point with the Jets? Like, that has to come. And I thought there was a bit of bouncing back to the mean from all the regression that's happened in that Texans Thursday night game a couple weeks ago, where Adams looked pretty good, Garrett Wilson got a lot of targets, and being such a small funnel offensively meant that you were playing Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams every single week. But if they look like they did against the Cardinals, it's the Cardinals of all teams, then you're right. I don't know what you would do with the Jets and sitting at 10-7 unless they literally win out. I know that's one of Rodgers' favorite phrases here in Green Bay. If they literally win out, then they make the playoffs. Otherwise, I think they are out in a tough AFC. They have to beat the Colts. They have to win this week and again, keep winning the rest of the way. I would be playing Davante Adams still, but we're getting dangerously close to a scenario in which you're saying Davante Adams, of all people, is probably not a must-play anymore.
That is so crazy. Joe Bartel, RotoWire. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. Here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Kareem Hunt is an interesting story, right? I mean, he was with Kansas City, had some issues. Away he went to Cleveland. All of a sudden now he was unemployed. Kansas City picks him up because of injuries. He's been unbelievable for Kansas City, but now here comes Pacheco on the threat of getting back into the mixture for Kansas City coming back from injury. So what's the future of Kareem Hunt in fantasy? Because I can you move him for a week? Maybe somebody will move him? Because you would have to think his stock is going to nosedive once Pacheco's ready.
Yeah, I couldn't have been more wrong about that. This was, you know, we do the Waiver Wire show every Tuesday, Florida Wire Fantasy Football, anywhere you listen to podcasts. And you can go back, you can play the tape. I was all in on Carson Steele. I thought Carson Steele getting the workload, especially after Pacheco got injured, mattered. And then the fumbles happened, and then Carson Steele isn't very good. And, well, here's Kareem Hunt. We signed him. He's going to be in a practice squad 1 week, then call up. No way he gets this full workload. And he's done enough for a month and a half. It's been incredible to see, and a revelation of sorts from a fantasy perspective, who is effectively free on waivers for most of the season up until that point. Pacheco is out this week, and reports last Saturday said that Pacheco is not going to return until late November. The way I read that was that you have a 21-day activation window once he is able to practice and then play. I don't think the Chiefs, given their record right now, have any desire or need to rush Pacheco back for another 2 weeks. So he's out this week. In my mind, he's out next week. That's the selling point I'm going to make to somebody for trying to trade Kareem Hunt over the next 2 weeks. If you desperately need a running back one or two over a two-week stretch to keep you in playoff contention, maybe you find whatever next week's version of Audric Estime is to fill in for Kareem Hunt when Pacheco's back, that's how you trade it. But even then, I'm kind of fine just giving away Kareem Hunt for a wide receiver three or the craft level of tight ends, whatever that might be, because you're right. I think when Pacheco comes back, there is literally zero reason for them to have Kareem Hunt be in the rotation at all. I think Pacheco gets just about everything, kind of like Christian McCaffrey did for the Niners this past week when he finally made his season debut.
Joe, when we talk about rookie quarterbacks, everybody talks about Jaden Daniels for Washington and the outstanding job he's done. People talk about Bo Nix and the job he's done in Denver. Should there be more love given to Drake May in New England? I mean, he doesn't have a ton around him, and you could argue he might be worth a start against the Rams this week.
Yeah, I love that. Drake May, from a floor, a rushing perspective, has been around quarterback 15 or 16, and with literally nobody. I mean, this is kind of like what the Packers receiving core was last year before Jaden Daniels broke out. You're like, well, this is clearly one of the worst receiving cores in the NFL. Is there anybody that's fantastic? From the Patriots' perspective, no. Now, the offensive line might make a difference in that, and Ramondre Stevenson is no Aaron Jones or Josh Jacobs. So there's differences from the offensive side of things. But it was very clear the strategy that the Patriots wanted to do was, let's develop and see if we have anything on the Kayshon Boutte, Jalen Polk, who's their second-round pick, Demario Douglas. And it's very clear that nothing has really emerged. You know, Drake May is still throwing for 200-plus yards and running for 40 or 50. Just like with Russell Wilson, those stats, if they happen week to week, that makes you a low-end quarterback one. The same concept does apply for the Rams. I'm sorry, against the Patriots. For the Patriots against the Rams. Now, the issue is the Rams defense, we saw it Monday night against the Dolphins. I thought they were electric. Jared Verse, Brandon Fisk, and first two picks on the defensive line looked really good. Their secondary is not fantastic, but if you have offensive line concerns like the Patriots do, you'd be concerned that the Rams are just going to be able to pass rush, and make things very difficult for Drake May. I'm not saying he's a quarterback one start this week. In super flex formats, you're probably more than comfortable with what you've gotten out of Drake May most weeks, and I think this week too, but he's somebody that I am really impressed with, and I think actually he's played better quarterback than Bo Nix, even though the records haven't indicated that.
He is Joe Bartel. He is awesome. Follow him at JB Fantasy Sports. Does fantasy football for RotoWire. Joe, thanks so much for coming on. We'll do this again next Friday.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.